Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Let's talk some national championship game and then some with a man that knows all about college football, Paul Finebaum, joining us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Paul, always a pleasure. Happy New Year. How you doing?
Nick and Chris, doing great. How's everybody doing over there?
Good. That's a lot of pressure he just put on you. I believe he just said you knew all about college football. Are you okay with that?
That is a total lie, but who cares?
It's all about the promotion, right, Paul?
Yeah, hey, I love that. We'll clip that and run it on our show today.
Why not? We have a lot of things to talk about, obviously, outside of the national championship game, but just want to get your initial thoughts on how you think this thing's going to play out on Monday.
Yeah, I really like Georgia. To me, the TCU story has been fun, been exciting. It's been Cinderella, but I think the reality strikes. There's just a lot of reasons why Georgia is going to win. And I think that, you know, other than the massive amount of talent, you could argue what happened Saturday night in Atlanta. I understand that. I think they played one of the best teams in the country who played its best game. And they were a little bit surprised by that, but I don't see that happening. I think it's one of the biggest mismatches in championship history.
Okay. Both of our eyes just open up a little bit because we all know that upsets do happen in college football. To what level? I guess my question was going to be, the great equalizer for a while in college basketball was a three-point shot. I make more than I usually do. You miss more than you usually do, and anybody can beat anybody. Is there something like that in college football, or is it a onside kick decision? I go for it. I fake this. Is that the way that – I don't want to play trickery, but is that how you have to stay close sometimes in a game like this?
Yeah, I think so. I think you also have to look at what happened in the Michigan – TCU game and avoid what Jim Harbaugh did. I mean, you're in a great spot. Take advantage of it, and then don't give the game away. And I think that's what happened there. And I don't see that happening on Monday. I think Georgia has been tested so few times this year that it does affect them a little bit. They had that close game at Missouri, and then the other night you could feel it. The game was on the verge of getting away from them. But I think when you escape that, it really brings you back to earth. Not that Georgia was taking Ohio State lightly. They were not. But I think they were a little surprised how well Ohio State played. I think this is a different circumstance. And I also think now when you consider the two straight years of being in the playoffs, of being in the national championship game, of the SEC championship game, if something goes haywire for TCU, I don't see them being able to hold on. For Georgia, they've been there. They've done this.
Paul Finebaum with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, kind of bouncing around the college football scene a little bit. You brought up Jim Harbaugh. Do you think he stays at Michigan?
I don't. And I know a lot of people are jumping on this NCAA investigation. To me, that's not an overriding factor, because I don't think anybody really cares what the NCAA is doing these days. That's not going to run you out of there. I just think the reality is that Harbaugh wants to be an NFL coach. He showed that in February when he interviewed for the Vikings job. And he's got opportunities. And I think he's smart enough to know that he's on a hot streak. He may have lost to TCU and taken a few shots by me and others, but if NFL coaches and owner, if NFL owners want to talk to him, like we saw the other day, he's smart enough to know I'm going to grab this, because he has hit lightning in a bottle. He's caught Ohio State a little flat-footed 2 years in a row. He's in the playoffs. He can't win in the playoffs. We know that. He knows the reality of Alabama and Georgia and others, and I think he can leave Michigan on an extreme high, and I think he will do so.
So then if the Michigan job is open, give me a name that popped into your head initially when you started to go through the sequence of events that could have Harbaugh in the NFL.
That is the more challenging thing to answer. A couple of weeks ago, I would have told you Luke Fickell. He was perfect. And now he's at Wisconsin. He's not leaving Wisconsin now. So I think, you know, I thought about this now, and I don't think there's somebody that just jumps to mind, because Michigan is not a round up the usual suspects job. It is a very difficult place. It's a quirky alumni base, and they have missed more than they have gotten right.
Is there a Michigan man that I don't know about? Because that was the thing for a while. It's go get a Michigan man. Is there a Michigan man?
Everybody was Bo Schembechler. They want a Michigan man.
There's only one I can think of, and he's 45 years old, and he's a quarterback for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
But wouldn't that be something?
He'll do both and work for Fox. He's very, very handsome.
I think it's the craziest thing I've ever heard, but I don't want to act like I know Tom Brady very well, but I think he'd take it if they offered it to him tomorrow. I mean, he needs an exit strategy, and I think he'd probably rather be the head coach of Michigan without any experience than the inexperienced analyst for Fox.
Obviously, you know where we're broadcasting, and I said something a little bit earlier today. I said, please, I'm just telling you this is what I think is going to happen. I think Kirby Smart is going to get called or contacted or attempted to be contacted by an NFL team. Why wouldn't you after what he's done for the last few years? I'm not saying he's going, but do you think if I had $10 on the fact that we will find out an NFL team wanted to make contact with Kirby Smart, I would win?
I think you would win that $10 because I don't think we are there yet. Because I think he is on this run of a lifetime, and I think he'd like to see where it goes. But I could easily see in a reasonably short period of time Kirby Smart saying, you know what, let me see what's available out there. And I think he would be good. And if you think about quality of life, being an NFL coach is a better job than being a college coach, especially in the age of NIL. It's not easy. I mean, I'm not trying to act like it is. But you do have a little more control of your time, and you're not sitting around begging 21-year-olds not to leave your school to go across the state border.
How entertaining is this Jimbo Fisher-Bobby Petrino combination going to be at Texas A&M?
Yeah, I'd like to remember that show Survivor? I think that would be the perfect either that or Hard Knocks, because, I mean, there will be altercations at coaches meetings, and I would advise A&M not to when the staff meets for dinner during game week to issue plastic knives and forks, because Jimbo Fisher does not like sharing credit with anyone. He does not like listening to anyone, and Bobby Petrino, you guys already know this, is a bull in the china shop. I mean, he's not going to listen to anyone.
I'll go a step further. I think Bobby Petrino is sharpening up a shiv, and I think that if it goes well, he's going to tell the money people, I'm the reason this is going well.
Like you said, Paul, it's like Survivor. Someone's torch is going to be extinguished.
Yeah. Oh, I think you're right. Jimbo obviously has not studied history. I don't think he studied anything. But you never bring in a guy that can replace you. I mean, you bring in a stooge. And he brought in, like him or not, and I really don't like Bobby Petrino. I frankly don't know anyone who does. You brought in a guy that is very capable of running your program for a reasonably short period of time and bring it back to a place that Jimbo Fisher, I don't think, is capable of.
If I asked TCU 3 and 4 years from now, how sustainable is this? Because the other thing that we talked about that's a little bit different, we don't know how NIL money. I know the applications are going to go up. It's a hot place to be right now. That's really good for the school. But there's also an NIL money thing, and there is some money out there. 3 and 4 years from now, what do you think TCU is?
I think they'll be good, but I don't think they'll be where they are. To me, this seems very much flash in the pan. It's hard to sustain this, and that's what makes the Nick Saban template and Dabo Sweeney and now Kirby Smart so remarkable, because it's never ending. And I think Sonny Dykes is a really good coach, but I'm not ready to put him on the elite level. You can get there. That's been shown time and time again, but staying there is much more difficult. And I would say right now, we will not see TCU in the playoffs in the next 5 years.
If you were the number one power broker at Ohio State, would you move on from Ryan Day?
Not yet. I think he's really good, but I think that what Ryan Day doesn't understand is that there are four quarters to a football game. He just seems to forget that fourth quarter every time he has a big game.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And what he did, putting his kicker in that bad spot, that's what a lot of people as Ohio State folk are upset about. Paul Feinbaum with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. It seems like we ask this question every year. Nick Saban doesn't win at all. Outstanding recruiting class. How big is this upcoming season for Nick Saban?
I think it's very big because this is the first time now since, 2016 that he doesn't know who a starting quarterback is going to be. And that's a big deal in any form of football. And I'm not even sure we have a clue because he may go into the portal. And he's at a very vulnerable age. He's 71, whatever that means. But in college football, it's used against him. It didn't hurt him this year. He was a man on a mission. I don't know what the NIL money budget was at Alabama, but they obliterated it. But that can you sustain that? And I think the biggest problem for Saban, he's going to be out there on Monday night, is when it's all said and done, Kirby Smart is holding up the trophy. Not only do the whispers about Saban's age become a big deal, but the conversation about Kirby Smart having eclipsed him also becomes a big deal. And that's what Nick Saban has had going for him for 15 years. Nobody could touch him. He was impenetrable. He beat everyone, especially his former assistants. That won't be happening to the degree that it has in the past.
I have no idea how you feel about the College Football Hall of Fame. But again, this is something that we brought up the other day, that Stetson Bennett could be a two-time national champion quarterback. He's not even going to be eligible unless he buys a ticket to go into the College Football Hall of Fame. Do you care about the voting process or the rules they have that would make somebody eligible or not?
Yeah, there has to be some flexibility because, there are some phenomenal players in the past. And I know the conversation about Mike Leach, I think, is being dealt with. But you're right. A.J. McCarron did this, and he was on the verge of a three-peat. But he was also, he's probably also eligible, too. I think it's worth a committee, the committee having a conversation that you have to add other qualifiers other than first team All-American and a certain percentage if you're a coach.
I think what's interesting is, people who cry about Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame. He is. He's got bats and cleats and other things. People make note of him in the Hall of Fame. Are we almost at the point where you have to do, if you're not going to change your rules, do you have to do something that honors people in the Hall of Fame without actually giving them the whole ceremony?
Yeah, but I've been in that position before where I get some award at a Hall of Fame and people congratulate me afterwards and say, well, congratulations, you're in the Hall of Fame. I'm actually not in the Hall of Fame. So I think you have to make it where a player like Stetson Bennett would be eligible. I'm not looking for an old timers thing, but even though he's almost old enough to be an old timer, but there has to be a way around that.
All right, Paul, listen, enjoy the game. We always appreciate the time, and certainly we'll talk. Who knows what's going to pop up next in this crazy world of college football real soon.
Guys, enjoyed it. Can't wait to come back.
All right, Paul Feinbaum with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation, like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet? Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.